Scripture Stories.
Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 28, The Prophet Joseph Goes to Missouri Again, March to May 1832. Joseph Smith received a revelation in which Jesus said the saints were like his little children. They were still learning. Jesus said they should be happy and thankful. He would be their leader. Jesus said he wanted the saints to take care of those who were poor. He wanted them to share with each other and help each other. Soon after Joseph Smith received this revelation, he and some of his friends went to Missouri again. The saints in Missouri were happy to see him. Joseph asked the saints to come to a meeting so he could tell them about the revelation. At the meeting, the Lord gave Joseph another revelation. Jesus was happy that the saints had forgiven each other. Because they had done this, he said he would forgive them. In this revelation, Jesus also gave the saints a new commandment. He said that he had given them the land of Zion, and they must share the land with each other. Everyone should have what he or she needed. The Lord also asked the saints to improve upon their talents and use them to benefit the church. After the meeting, Joseph visited the saints in many towns. It was a happy time for him. He loved the saints. In another revelation that Joseph received while he was in Missouri, the Lord said that husbands should take care of their wives. Parents should take care of their children. The Lord also said the saints should take care of women who do not have husbands. The saints should also take care of children who do not have fathers or mothers. Jesus said the saints should give food and other items to the bishop to put in a storehouse. He said the bishop should use what is in the storehouse to help those who are poor. After Joseph Smith completed his work in Missouri, he and Bishop Whitney started back to Kirtland. They rode in a wagon. One day, something scared the horses and made them run fast. Joseph jumped from the wagon, but he wasn't hurt. Bishop Whitney jumped from the wagon and broke his leg. Joseph Smith and Bishop Whitney stayed at an inn. Bishop Whitney rested for 4 weeks. Joseph stayed with him while his leg got better. While they were at the inn, someone put poison in Joseph's food. He became very sick. Joseph asked Bishop Whitney to give him a blessing. Bishop Whitney used the power of the priesthood to bless Joseph, and he was healed. Joseph thanked God for healing him. When Joseph and Bishop Whitney were well enough to travel, they went home to their families.
Here again.
children at home, please read along with us today as we read chapter 29 in Doctrine and Covenant Stories, A Revelation About the Priesthood, September 1832.
Many men of the church went on missions.
When they came home, they went to see Joseph Smith in Kirtland.
The men told Joseph about their missions. They had baptized many people.
They were happy about their missions, and Joseph was happy too.
All these missionaries had the priesthood. The priesthood is the power of God.
The missionaries wanted to know more about the priesthood.
Jesus gave Joseph a revelation about the priesthood.
Jesus told him about some of the men who had the priesthood long ago.
Adam, who was the first person to live on the earth, had the priesthood.
All the Old Testament prophets had the priesthood.
Some of these prophets were Enoch, Noah, Moses, Melchizedek, and Abraham.
Melchizedek gave the priesthood to Abraham.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. When the brethren in the church came home from their missions, who did they visit to tell about their missions? Camille?
Joseph Smith.
What special authority do missionaries have? Carson?
The priesthood.
That's right. And what is the priesthood? Cameron?
The power of God.
The power of God. What did the missionaries in this story want to know more about? Kynan.
The priesthood.
Who was the first person on earth to have the priesthood? Noah.
Adam.
And who are some of the other prophets in the Old Testament that had the priesthood? Morgan.
Noah, Moses, and Abraham.
Exactly. Carson.
Melchizedek.
That's right. Let's keep reading to see what else Jesus taught Joseph about the priesthood in this revelation.
Jesus said that men must hold the priesthood to lead his church.
Men who hold the priesthood can baptize people and give them the gift of the Holy Ghost.
They can bless the sacrament. They can give blessings to sick people.
All these things help the saints during their lives on earth and prepare them to live with Heavenly Father again.
Jesus told Joseph that men must be righteous to receive the priesthood.
Those who receive it make a covenant or promise with God.
They promise to be faithful and to use the priesthood to help other people.
God promises that if they are faithful, they can become his special sons. One day, he will share all he has with them.
Jesus told Joseph Smith that more men should go on missions. They should preach the gospel to all the world.
They should teach people to repent, and they should baptize them and give them the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus said missionaries will be blessed if they work hard.
Angels will help them, and Heavenly Father will give them what they need.
The revelation ended. Joseph and the missionaries were happy to know more about the priesthood. They wanted to use the priesthood the right way.
In a later revelation, Jesus told Joseph how men should use the priesthood.
Men should never use the priesthood to be bossy or mean.
God will give the priesthood power only to men who are righteous.
Men should use the priesthood with love and kindness.
Those who listen to the Holy Ghost will always have the priesthood power.
Let's talk about it. What must leaders of the church hold? Carson.
The priesthood.
The priesthood, and what are some of the ordinances those who hold the priesthood are able to perform? Cameron.
They can baptize people and confirm people.
That's right. What else? Morgan.
They can bless the sacrament and bless sick people.
Excellent. Carson.
They can go on missions.
Yes. And how does the priesthood bless the lives of all the saints? Camille?
It lets the faithful people feel the Spirit of God.
What are some of the blessings you have received through the priesthood? Camille?
I have been healed when I was sick.
Wonderful. Kynan?
My dad gives me blessings.
Wonderful. Noah?
Baptized.
You were baptized? Okay. Morgan?
My dad blessed me before I went to the first day of school.
Wonderful. What must a man be in order to receive the priesthood? Cameron?
He must be righteous.
He must be righteous. Whom do you know who holds the priesthood? Carson?
My grandpa.
Your grandpa, Noah.
My dad.
Your dad. Kynan?
My dad.
Your dad holds the priesthood. Cameron?
My home teachers.
Your home teachers hold the priesthood. Wonderful. Camille?
My uncle.
Your uncle. Great. How are those you know who hold the priesthood examples of righteousness? Camille.
They happily help people.
They happily help people? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Excellent. Morgan.
They promise to be faithful and serve others.
That's right. And what does God promise in return? Camille.
That he will share everything he has.
That's right. What are some ways you can prepare now to hold the priesthood or receive priesthood blessings? Cameron?
By reading the scriptures and strengthening my faith.
Wonderful. Great answer. Noah?
I can be righteous and help other people.
Excellent. Morgan?
Be more faithful and obedient.
After Jesus finished telling Joseph about the priesthood, what did he tell Joseph about missionary work? Camille?
That more men should go on missions.
That's right. And to whom and where should missionaries preach the gospel? Noah?
To all the world.
To all the world. What should missionaries teach people and help them to do? Morgan?
To repent and be baptized.
That's right. How will Jesus bless missionaries if they work hard? Cameron?
Heavenly Father will give missionaries everything they need.
That's right. What a great blessing. How did Joseph and the missionaries feel after the revelation about the priesthood? Morgan?
Happy.
They felt happy. In another revelation, Jesus told Joseph how men should use the priesthood. How should men use the priesthood? Noah?
With love and kindness.
Excellent. Morgan?
In righteousness.
In righteousness. And how should men not use the priesthood? Carson?
To be bossy.
Exactly. They shouldn't use the priesthood to be bossy. Okay. Morgan?
To be mean or bossy.
That's right. Who should priesthood holders always listen to? Kynan?
Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Excellent. And Carson?
Jesus.
Jesus. I know that the priesthood has been restored and that it is the authority to act for God. As we live worthily, we can receive all the blessings of the priesthood. You are listening to Scripture Stories. We have time for another story today. Please read along with us in Chapter 30, A Revelation About War, December 25th, 1832.
Many people were being baptized into the church. The gospel made them happy, but they were worried about things that were happening in the world.
Earthquakes and wars were happening in many places.
Sad things were also happening in the United States.
Some people didn't want to be part of the country. They wanted to have their own leaders.
On Christmas Day, 1832, Jesus gave Joseph Smith a revelation about war.
Jesus said the people in the United States would fight against each other in a war.
This prophecy was fulfilled when the American Civil War started about 30 years later.
Jesus also revealed that there would be wars in all other parts of the world.
Many people would die, and there would be terrible sadness.
Jesus said the saints should be faithful during these hard times.
Joseph Smith was sad to know there would be so many wars.
He knew that if people would obey God's commandments, they wouldn't fight and have war.
Let's talk about it. What were members of the church worried about? Morgan?
Things happening in the world.
And what was happening in the world at that time? Noah?
Earthquakes and wars.
That's right. What was happening in the United States at that time? Kynan?
Some people didn't want to be part of the United States.
That's right. And what war did Jesus reveal to Joseph Smith would happen in the United States? Cameron?
The Civil War.
Exactly. How many years after this revelation did this prophecy come true? Carson.
30 years later.
That's right. What else did Jesus reveal about wars? Camille?
He said that people would die.
What did Jesus say the saints should do during these hard times? Noah?
Be faithful.
That's right. Kynan, what did Jesus say the saints should do during these hard times?
Be faithful.
What are some things you can do to stay faithful in hard times? Camille?
Pray for strength.
That's right. Cameron?
Try to remember that Heavenly Father loves me.
Wonderful. Carson?
Pray.
Pray. Morgan?
Go to church and read my scriptures.
Wonderful. Noah?
Read my scriptures.
Great. And Kynan?
Love one another.
Wonderful answers. How did Joseph Smith feel after learning about all the wars that would happen?
He was very sad.
What if all the people in the world obeyed God's commandments? Do you think there would be fighting and wars? Why or why not? Camille?
No, because everyone would love each other.
That's right. I think that's a good answer. Kynan?
No, because the world would be happy.
That's right. Noah?
No, because everybody would love Heavenly Father.
Excellent answer. Carson?
No. Everybody would get along and not fight.
Great. And Morgan?
No, because people would want the best for each other.
Great. Even in times of war and sadness, I know we can have peace if we are faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 31, The Word of Wisdom, February 1833, and Chapter 32, The Church of Jesus Christ in Kirtland, 1833 to 1834. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Clean the room after each meeting. She and Joseph became concerned about the brethren's use of tobacco.
Joseph wondered if people should smoke or chew tobacco. Joseph prayed to know what was right.
See you next week!